Hi, this is Dr. Glenn Pickering. I want to talk to you today about people who call themselves pleasers, people who are always trying to win the approval of others, or at least avoid their disapproval. Now, if that's true for you, please hear this. You don't need anybody's approval, including mine. What you do need is love. And as long as you chase after approval, love is the one thing you'll never get, ever. Can I be so sure about that? Because I know this. As long as you continue to wear that approval mask where you pretend to be somebody else just to get people to like you, no one ever will. Why? Because they don't even know you. And you know I'm right, because when somebody does say that they like the fake you, it doesn't make you feel any better, right? You just think to yourself, yeah, but if you knew the real me. See, you just can't fake your way into feeling or being liked or loved. It doesn't work like that. You can't manipulate people into caring about you, which is what you're trying to do, every time you chase after approval. To be loved requires a risk. In order for people to actually care about you, you have to be your actual self, and you have to let them make their own decision as to whether they like that actual self or not. I know, it sounds scary. Because, let's face it, some people won't like the real you. That's the tough part. I get that. But here's the upside. When you give up your desperate quote-unquote need for approval, you will finally know what it means to be loved and appreciated for who you really are. So here's today's challenge. I dare you to let people know who you really are and what you really want. Now, please understand, I'm not saying that you should spend the rest of your day being self-centered. That's not your real self. Your real self has thoughts and needs and opinions of your own and cares about other people. And those people want to know your thoughts and needs and opinions, and they want to tell you theirs. So the challenge is this. Express yourself honestly and gently all through the day and allow them the chance to do exactly the same thing. No stifling yourself out of fear and no judging them either. Now, I know it's scary to put your real self out there. It is. But I also know this. When you hold yourself back out of fear, you get nothing. And when you give all of yourself, you get everything. A really big, rich life. And that's what I want for you. Thanks for listening. You take care.